Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. That is, I take protection with God from shaitan, the rejected enemy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Dear IWDM radio listening audience, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with your host, Mark Shahid and Quran Shakir. We are here to examine the valued, beautiful keys to Islamic courtship and marriage life. Being a learning lab, we learn together, sharing lessons that, inshallah, lead to a beautiful and memorable wedding day and a fulfilling, harmonious married life full of faith, trust, affection, peace, and joy. I am Quran Shakir, and it is my pleasure to serve as today's engineer, co-producer, and co-host. While we are making our introductions and our opening announcements, we ask you to do us a very small favor, and that is share the joy of this program by letting your family and friends know that you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab right here on IWDM Radio. To do that, all that you need to do is send a text or make a post. Invite them to join you at 714-816-4673. And now, dear listeners, without further ado, it is my esteemed honor and pleasure to present my co-host, Mark Shahid. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to you, Quran Shakir, and to our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience here at IWDM Radio. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was, is indeed the seal of the Prophet, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble messenger, and what follows in that excellent salutation of the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him. I am Mark Shahid, the host, facilitator, producer, along with Quran Shakir of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we want to welcome you here to this edition of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that comes and airs here each and every Thursday here on IWDM Radio. We want you to know that this is your learning lab where you can actually ask questions or make comments to any of the information education that is disseminated tonight or have been disseminated in other episodes here. We are aware of the fact that many of you listening in by way of the internet, as Quran Shakir just gave you that information, I'm going to say at this time, we'd like for you to bring an open mind and an open heart to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, but also the only tools that you need is a sharp pencil or an ink pen and plenty of notebook paper, because we think and feel like there will be some noteworthy things that will be said tonight that you might want to jot down. You might want to get further explanation, clarification on those things, or you may want to add something to what will be said tonight. And we're always looking for those persons that may listen in, and they may hear something that really resonates with them. And so we like to hear from you also. And if you're on the Internet, for you to be a participant, once again, as Karan just said, you have to call into the studio. That number, once again, is 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673. So this is an excellent time to alert family members, friends, colleagues, neighbors, community members that the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab is live and in session. We also want you to know that this Learning Lab does have a foundation, and there are three sources that we use for disseminating information and education in regards to the information that we disseminate each and every week. The first is Al-Quran. Al-Quran is the final revelation that's given to all of humanity. And we also use as a source is the life example of the Prophet in demonstrating and living the Quran. And also the Tafsir, which is the clear explanation by scholarly leader and teacher Imam Worthuddin Muhammad. Those are the three sources that we use to form a foundation for this learning lab, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, as well as the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And for about the last almost month, with the introduction to the True Love Recipe, my own personal True Love Recipe, we've had some outstanding special guest facilitators as guests here, some very intriguing couples who have long-lasting marriages and all, and have been sharing their experience with us along the way. No exception to the rule tonight. And before we actually introduce our very distinguished, esteemed couple tonight, it has become traditional in almost 8 years on the airwaves of the sister station AM 360 and now here on IWDM Radio, an overview of what transpired last week here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And one of my best to ever do it, my sister and friend, Karan Shakir. Good to hear your voice again, Karan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum islam. It's always good to hear your voice and to share these airways with you. Dear listening audience, on last week, we had the wonderful pleasure of having another couple, as Brother Mark said, and last week's couple were newlyweds. And that was a little different because we had been having couples that had long-term relationships with this particular couple. They were newlyweds. However, they brought to their marriage long-term experience in marriage. So we had Brother Lawrence Shamsuddin and his wife, Rakaya Hamid. They have only been married 7 months. And we wanted to find out their story. So one important thing we found out is, number one, they have been friends for over 40 years. And so they were friends even when they were married to their spouses, and both of their spouses had passed away. So Sister Rakaya's spouse passed away 14 years ago, and Brother Lawrence's spouse passed away about 2 years ago. And so Brother Lawrence had with him 60 years of marriage to his wife, Sister Edith. May Allah be pleased with her, who made her transition about 2 years ago. Brother Lawrence is 83 years old. And then Sister Rakaya had been married previously, and her last husband who passed away, they had been married for about 3 decades. And she had been a widow for 14 years. And she's 80 years old. So the two of them, 80 and 83 years old, they found each other, and they found this opportunity to marry based on their friendship. So that's an important aspect of marriage, right, to be friends with one another. And one thing that they really talked about in that relationship is that friendship means a lot to them. She said that her previous husband was her best friend, and she chose Brother Lawrence because they were friends. She said they pray and they fast together, and both of them wanted someone that loved the deen and that they can practice the religion with. We asked him about who took the initiative, and I thought that was interesting. That was Brother Lawrence. Said, well, maybe it was 51% him. But really, it was because of that mutual friendship that they had that they sort of looked at, why not one another? And they looked at some of the things that they had in common. And we talked last week about B3 is what we call it as a part of the true love recipe, B3. So we talked about basic things to do in a loving relationship and how it would look without those basic things. We talked about boundaries that you should set and should there be boundaries or not. We talked about bonding and how bonding looked in a truly loving relationship. In looking at those things, one of the things that Sister Lakaya shared is she said, you don't make issues of things that are not important. So disagreements may occur, but each person has to look at how important is this and weigh in on that. Respect one another. And then setting boundaries, she said boundaries are necessary because there are so many things that we make a big deal that are not a big deal. Brother Lawrence talked about the fact that there is value in being a senior who has experience in relationships because then you know that you can look for someone who is grounded, and he was looking for someone really grounded in the religion. They really talked about the fact that they love to have fun together, and that fun that they have together includes traveling together, but also every day finding joy and something to laugh about and to enjoy with one another. So being friends who have fun together and make life wonderful for one another. They both talked about the fact that they love serving each other and being available to one another, really anticipating the other's needs. And Sister Rakaya said it was an adjustment for her. After being 14 years on her own, she needed to really make an adjustment and shift to be able to accept and receive such kindness and someone anticipating her needs and being there to take care of her. We looked at some of the basic things to do. They said would be to take one another out, to compliment one another, serve one another, be thoughtful and considerate to one another, even offer surprises. I know Sister Rakaya talked about how Brother Lawrence just brought her flowers for no reason, just brought her flowers. And then to look out for one another, to look out for the things they need. And very important, tenderness and kindness. And then listening without commenting. I thought that's very interesting. Listening without commenting and showing gratitude. In bonding, I love Brother Mark's acronym for bonding. He says, building on natural development and nurturing the growth. So building on the natural things that develop in that relationship, and then in doing that, you nurture that, and the growth happens inside of that. So we often talk about here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that the prerequisite to a really loving and successful marriage is to be sincere, to be honest, to have integrity, and to have transparency inside of that relationship. So tonight, inshallah, when we get to our guests, we're going to get to C3, and that was the homework for everyone, to go and do a little research and be prepared to talk with us and share with us C3, that is compassion, care, and communication in a relationship. So we look forward to tonight's program, and we had a wonderful time last week. So, Mark, I'm going to turn the mic back over to you for any comments before we introduce our guests.
Alhamdulillah, for those who don't know, alhamdulillah means the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. And I just want to just say, excellent overview as always, as you highlighted those things. It was such a pleasure to have a very distinguished, esteemed couple. And at the age, you know, Quran, that they are, you know, there was a caller that came in, that was listening. And there was a few callers, and one actually stated that's keeping hope alive. And, you know, as a wordologist, that word hope, hope that you use this because I think they can be helpful. Having only positive expectations, regardless of your age, your situation, circumstances. You know, I have to go to the Quran here because we ask for guidance in Al-Fatiha that we recite 17 times a day in the five for obligatory prayer. Hindina Siratal Mustaqim, which makes Al-Fatiha the most often, not only seven repeated verses, but a recite, a recitation, but it makes it the most often dua in terms of requesting and asking. And Surah Baqarah, the second surah of the Quran, the second verse, God says that is the book, and it is guidance sure without doubt for those who are conscious, regardful of Him. Now, this is very important because when it is that we begin to have doubt in our mind, we need to always consult the Quran to see what God says or what it is God says He has done for us or what it is that He has established for us and that God has said that He has a mate for us from among those that He have created. And I think, you know, Quran, this is last week it was really phenomenal, the couple, because generally speaking, at that age, many would have just given up hope, and I think that was expressed by a beloved sister in that regard. But this only just goes to say to all of us, have only positive expectation. If Allah has said it in the Quran, and before we close the book, we always say, Sadaqa Allah Uzeen. Sadaqa Allah Uzeen. That surely that Allah has spoken the truth. It can't just be a ritual for us. We have to really internalize and have to realize what it is Allah has said that He has established and what it is that He says that He has made for us. We just have to be ready to receive it and be willing to put forth the effort and have a sense of entitlement for that. And that word entitled means effort needed to invite the life everybody dreams. And so it doesn't matter about the age. And so the couple we had last week, this should also provide the hope for those who've been thinking hopeless. I'm this age, I'm that age, and it hasn't happened for me for years and years and years. Well, if you heard the couple last week, go. If you didn't hear all of it, and the Quran gave a lot of things that should be highlighted, go back and listen to it in its entirety in the archives. I think you really will be inspired and motivated, and it will give you that hope that I'm talking about, having only positive expectations regardless to your age or situation and circumstances. And I'll stop there, and I'm going to give you the honor, Quran Shakir, as we both know this couple very well, and give you the honor of introducing them and welcoming them to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Quran?
Well, I am honored and feel privileged to have both of them with us. And tonight we have Imam Khalil Sultan and his wife Karima Sultan, who have a similar situation as our other couple, although they've been married a number of years now. But they, too, built their relationship on a friendship. And also they bring experience in marriage with them to the table. So, alhamdulillah, welcome, Imam Khalil and Sister Karima. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Khalil and Haja Karima. Assalamu alaikum to you and welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah.
We would love to begin your story as we have done most of our couples when they come on, because I think it's so important for us to hear the stories. So what's your story? Tell us about how you met and how you decided to marry one another. And we'll start with you, Sister Karima.
Thank you for putting her first.
Well, we want to let you know right now, Imam Khalil Sataj, you're not going to get off on easy street tonight.
We're coming after you.
I said amen
when she's finished. I said amen.
Amen. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Welcome, well, Sister Karima.
Mute me out. Huh? Mute off your phone. Mute.
Mute me out? Oh.
Mute on your phone, yes. So I can't hear myself quite.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Go to your keyboard and
She don't want to get that reverberation sound.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keyboard.
You got it. Let me see if
and
I can
put mute.
Maybe you could just put him on mute and he can still hear. Maybe that might. I don't know.
Which one is your line, ma'am, Khalil? Are you 420 or 410?
450.
520.
No, he's 520-518.
Gotcha. All right. Go ahead. Karima, I got you now.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
So my story, our story. Well, I was raised in the Nation of Islam. My father was a Nation of Islam minister, and we lived in California. And at the time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching that California was going to drop off into the ocean. So quite a few of the believers from California started moving to places like Nevada and Arizona. So we moved to Arizona. And with my father being a minister, and then Imam Khalil was also a minister in the Nation of Islam. So they met when we moved to Arizona, and I've known Imam Khalil for 53 years. So he was friends with my father, and they remained friends throughout their, when they met 53 years ago, until my father returned to Allah in 2019. And there's another part of this story. My late husband grew up with Khalil's wife in Sacramento and Berkeley, California. So they were friends, and they had been, their families have been friends for a lifetime. So that's how I met him. And during the time that Khalil's wife was sick, and we supported them, and my husband got, my late husband got sick in September, and Khalil's wife had passed the next month, which was in October, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, Khalil started supporting me and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was sick for, my late husband was sick for 3 years. So when after he returned to Allah, Khalil had started always called. Throughout the, when I was taking care of him, he would always call to see how he was doing, how the family was doing. He's praying for us and invite me to his show. That was his you know, he was very, you know, just didn't have a whole lot to say, just to let us know that he was supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
So when my late husband returned to Allah, Khalil started calling me more. And at first I didn't know why he was calling me so much. And he later told me that he knew what I was going through. So he was trying to help me and give me some encouragement. And so he started with trying to get me to say that I'm feeling great. I remember the first thing I said to him, the first time he said that, I'm not great. I'm miserable. Leave me alone. I want to feel the way I feel. Because, you know, I was like, I wasn't, you know, when you're grieving, and I was like, I don't feel great. I don't want to feel great. I feel this way, and this is the way I feel.
Wow.
So he never gave, yes, he never gave up. He kept calling me. So eventually I got tired of him telling me to say I feel great, that I just would say, Alhamdulillah. That was my way to get him to stop saying that to me, when I would just say, Alhamdulillah. So I am a business owner, and I have pop-up stores where I work events. And so after, once I became a widow, I spent a lot of time working alone, which I wasn't used to it. And sometime I would be out late at night, and no one knew I was out there but Khalil. So he would call me. He said he remembered, because he lived in Atlanta before, back in the 80s. He said he remembered how dark the streets were in Atlanta, and he was concerned about me out that late at night driving home by myself. So he would call, and he would stay on the phone with me till I got home, went in the house, checked the house, and so forth and so forth. He invited me to co-host his show with him, and we became friends. And he invited me to join his other classes that he had an interest in. So we were friends. We were already sort of kind of friends, you know. And so as we developed our friendship, it was a long-distance friendship, which was, we talked a lot every day on the phone, and we shared a lot of our history, because our spouses were friends, and we all knew each other. We would share stories about them. And we would laugh at some of the stories that we shared. And after a year, Khalil one day called and asked me to marry him. But he didn't call me. He texted to me. I said, you can't text that to me. You have to call me. He sent me a text. But on every morning, and my house was full of family, every inch of the house, my mother was there. Wherever my mother goes, the family comes. There were children all over the house. In my bedroom, I was in the bed with my mom. My daughter was on the chase lounger. The grandbaby was all over the bed. And I had to get up, and I went through the whole house looking for a place to call him back. I had to go out in the garage to call him, because everybody in the house was asleep. So that's how. that's okay. How we got to that point. And so that was November, December, January, February, March. So 5 months after that, he came to Atlanta and we got married. And our friendship continued. And it was just, you know, we were just a match. I was able to converse with him on an intellectual level,
mm-hmm.
because I come from a family of imams. My father, my son, my brother, my nephew. So he was, we connected that way,
mm-hmm.
because he was able to stimulate my mind and I would stimulate his. And
mm-hmm.
so every morning after we make Fajr, he reads Quran to me and we may take an hour just discussing one ayah. That's a beautiful part of our relationship. Another part that is very, very important, when you marry a widow or a widower, that you respect that they had a life before you. You
mm-hmm.
respect that they have children, they have grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and that there's going to be time in the relationship where they're going to want to celebrate with their children memories, you know, like a memorial or a
mm-hmm.
birthday or something like that. And it isn't anything to be just of, because
mm-hmm.
that's not your relationship. That's their relationship. But you have to have the love and compassion and also feel safe. And in giving your spouse the opportunity to share those occasions with their families, because it's very important to the children and grandchildren in the family. And my mother taught us that when you marry someone, you marry the whole family. So now becomes a blended family. And you have to respect, if you're, one of the issues that I see that we have is, a lot of times, and these are people, I'm not going to name people, but this is, these are people I've talked to and who I've had discussions with. They're the brothers. I'm not saying the sisters don't, but it's, I have the knowledge of the brothers getting jealous if their wives, they're, you know, if they marry a sister who's a widow, of her having memories of the brother's life, whether it be his memorial, his birthday. Also, if she has pictures and things of the brother. But this brother is the father of, he's with Allah now, but he is the father of her children. He's the father of her grandchildren, grandfather. So those are, it's very important. Getting a divorce is like a death also, but in a divorce, when you divorce someone, someone in the marriage decided that they didn't want to be in that marriage even anymore. It could be both parties or it could be one party. When you are a widow or a widower, you didn't decide not to be in that marriage anymore. So, therefore, you still love that person. It's now with love. So, you still love that person. But that doesn't mean that you can't remarry and love someone else. But in order for those marriages to work, the spouse who's not a widow or widower has to have patience and honor the widow or widower and her relationship with her children. Now, with me and Khalil's relationship, it's really special because both of us, he's a widower and I'm a widow, and we already knew each other, and our families already knew each other. So that's a really special relationship, and also the fact that our late spouses knew each other and grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 44 total years of marriage. Khalil has 53 total years of marriage. He's a little bit older than me. And total, let's see, I wrote down the total years. We have 97 years of experience over here. When we came into the marriage, we were well seasoned in marriage. We don't even argue. We don't even fight. The few times that we had, may have had a discussion that maybe got a little heated, I can count it on my one hand. But that doesn't exist in our life. And we try to live every day to the fullest. And we respect each other. We laugh every day. We celebrate our anniversary every month. And I'm not saying we have to go out, we don't have to buy gifts and all that. Even if it's something like a foot massage or take time out to watch a movie together or read a book and discuss a book or, you know, just do something special on every month on our anniversary because we don't know if we're going to see another anniversary. And what being a widow and a widower have taught us is don't put off to tomorrow what you could do today. One thing that I did with my husband, we prepared for his retirement. So therefore, we were working hard, getting ready to buy a house when he retired at a minimum price and just putting everything off to that day he retired, and we was going to travel the world and do this and that. And he got sick and was overnight when he got sick. I lost a husband that I knew and loved. I still loved him, but the person that I knew was gone, and he was a stranger because he had a brain bleed. He was a different person. But this happened in September, and he was supposed to retire the following July. So we don't put anything off. We've been traveling a lot lately.
Yeah.
He's adopted my children. My grandchildren, I have two. He has six. And so the grandchildren, he's a great-grandfather. And I talk and visit his great-grandchildren. And I'm to be a great-grandmother, inshallah, in 2 months. My grandchildren love him. His grandchildren love me. It took... my grandsons, it took him a little while. It took them a little while because when they first met Khalil, one of them gave us a test to see how much we knew about each other. And Khalil, he passed the test 100. I mixed up his mother's name and his sister's name. So my grandson told us, we don't care if y'all pass the test. Y'all still can't get married. I'm going to take good care of your grandmother. We don't need you to take care of her. We'll take care of her. So we're all one. Everybody's happy. Khalil's daughters took time. It took a few years for them to accept me. But, you know, we just prayed on it, and we kept doing what we do. And so I can say we laugh every day. We celebrate total years marriage. And I'm going to tell you why this is important. Because we have put in the work. We're talking about 44 years of marriage and 53 years of marriage. That is, we put in the work. And so I think through this celebration they had for couples who have been married a long time. And I still told one of the sisters, I said, well, we celebrate total years married. She told me, you can't do that. I said, why can't I do that? I've been married 44 years. That's a long time. So I can celebrate it. I can claim it. And that's what we do. On his anniversaries in the beginning, I would help him write his messages to his children. But now he got it, you know, he got it. Because sisters have a softer way of writing it. So he's learned through the years where he can just go do it on his own. So I help him with that when it's their mother's honoring, you know, remembering their mother on her memorial, remembering their anniversary, remembering their mother's birthday. That's important. So I, so here we are. We're happy. We love being together. We don't fight. We laugh every day. Khalil makes me coffee every morning. Occasionally, I will make coffee. He makes me avocado toast in the morning and things, and I do the same for him sometimes, you know. I would say I'll let Khalil, he'll tell you that this is true, but I'm going to claim it. I would have to say probably the most disappointed part of our marriage to Khalil is that before we got married, and I told him this, and he said he didn't believe me when I said it, that I had retired from cooking before we got married. And so his late wife, she never worked. He took care of his family. When he would get home from work in the evening, she would have this meal waiting for him and a massage. But
that's an adjustment.
Cooking when I was 7 years old. And we were in the Nation of Islam. By the time I was 17 or 18, I was making 200 to 300 bean pies for the brothers for the weekend. I'm the oldest of 10 children. As a young teenager, I started cooking breakfasts and stuff. So I had cooked for years and years and years. And so I retired. So every now and then I will make him food. But when I do, I try to cook it all at one time and put it in the freezer.
Hi, Jeff. This is Mark Shaheed here. Wow. So, boy, I tell you, we want to leave Imam Khalil Sultan something. I know he's going to say about all the things that he said and everything. So let's give him a few minutes here to address radio listening audience now. Boy, because you said a mouthful, and really I have enjoyed it immensely. I know our radio listening audience have enjoyed it. Want to say to those of you who tune in late, You are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir and Mark Shaheed here. And we have as our special guest facilitators Imam Khalil Sultan and also Haja Karima Sultan have joined us, and we've just been enjoying our beloved sister Karima in terms of her as she go down memory lane in terms of how they met. Very, very intriguing story indeed. Every time I hear it, I love it. So, Khalil Sultan, you probably thought she was going to get off easy here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that you're going to let your wife do all the talking. You might have been rehearsing this, knowing you. This is Mike the Friend. Imam Khalil Sultan, talk to us about some of the things that you like to say, and you probably have been thinking about this for quite some time. Khalil, start there if you would. And I got to ask you this. Why text Khalil? And if you had to do it all over again, would it be the same? As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
Alaykum as-salam. And now the rest of the story.
Okay, the rest of the story.
We want to hear the rest of the story.
Now the rest of the story. After what Karima said, I said that's why I put her, made sure she went first, man, because she would get most of it. All I have to do is just listen and just say yes, dear. But first of all, I'd like to wish you a happy anniversary. This is our anniversary today, the 8th of every month. We celebrate
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. I love it. Alhamdulillah.
When we first started, when I first started talking to her after her husband got sick, as you were saying, we talked to her and tried to support her and her family and what we felt they need, because I'd gone through that for like 6 years with my wife. She was sick for like 6 years. And then once he transitioned, I started talking to him much more often, because I know what I had gone through and what I was still going through at that time. So I was trying to support her and help her to go through her grieving process that she was going through it, that I had already gone through it and was still going through it. So once we started talking, first, we talked for about a year before we even started talking serious. We talked at least a year. Because, see, what I was doing, I was courting her soul. First thing I wanted to court was her soul.
Oh.
I wanted to see if he... So I was soul courting.
Soul courting. Well, you know you're going to get questions on that, buddy, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when I found out that she was the type of person that had the character that I was looking for as a spouse, and also the character of being having a taqwa and whatnot that would fit into my paradigm, I said this got to be okay. And we get down to the point when after we talked for that period of time, we decided what happened is. She said, I text her. I really did not text her. But it was a text from me, but it wasn't me. Okay.
It was a text from you, but it wasn't you. Now, so you
right.
You got to explain that, Billy, ma'am.
I woke up Thanksgiving morning. First thing I did, because I always would call or text or something. I text. And it came out, would you marry me? That's what the text said. But I was not the one, and I didn't realize that I had written that until the text was already gone. And I looked at the text, I said, what did I do? Because we had not talked about marriage. But it just came up all of a sudden on the Thanksgiving morning. So I thank Allah for that Thanksgiving day that I asked her to marry me, but I had no idea how that really happened. It was like someone, like Allah took control of my hands and mind, everything else, and made that happen. So that was a Thanksgiving. That's how that happened. It was me, but it wasn't me. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It wasn't me. So she told me I had to call. She didn't answer none of that on text, so I ended up calling her. And she did accept. And so, alhamdulillah, it's been a whirlwind of a great life and a great time together for the last 8 years and 2 months. One thing I told her when I said, girl, if you can marry me, I guarantee you, I'll put a laugh on your face every day. And I think she can bear witness that have a day gone by that I did not have her laughing. And she's comical too. Oh, she had me busting out. I mean, I have to sometimes pull her side of the road. She's so comical and so funny, man, I'm telling you. So, we have that type of personality together. So we laugh together, we dance together, we do a lot of traveling together. I help her in her business. She is the boss and I'm the employee. You understand? She tells me what to do and that's what I that's what I do. I do what I'm told to do and I'm in good shape, you understand? So that was a lifelong experience. Hey, do what you say, and you ain't have no problem. It took me 25 years of my first marriage to realize I thought I was the boss for 25 years, and then one day I realized I wasn't. You understand? The only thing my wife would let me make is who could be president and who can when we're going to the moon again. I had total control of those ideas and those things. Anything else, she was in charge of it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
and say we read Quran together. Sometimes I read poetry to him. So I get on the romantic side of poetry reading and stuff like that. So it we have so much fun together, and especially with our grandkids and kids on both sides. Do a lot of traveling together, family vacations, and going all different locations, beaches, and different places. We all go and have a great time. So what she's saying was almost 100% of the kind of life that we live, and we laugh all the time, and we talk, we don't argue, we don't fight, we have peace all the time in the household. We don't have, there's no arguing or fighting in the household, period. Even we live with our son and daughter-in-law, we share a house together. But we don't have, there's no arguing, fighting, all that kind of stuff. The grandkids, I love them. Just love them. They love me too, you understand? So it's like I'm their papa. Their grandfather, they got a papa, but I'm their grandfather. We have such a good time together, and we even share vacations and stuff together with all the grandkids. So it's been a great life. It's been a great life, alhamdulillah. And so we're just looking forward to enjoying the rest of our life together, working together. We have compassion for each other. We care for each other. Look out for each other. If one of us is sick, you know, we make sure we take care of each other on whatever area they need to be taken care of. You know, one time I had COVID, and I was, the wife, she put me in confinement for 10 days, but she cooked every day. And let me tell you, that whole 10 days that I was in isolation, I enjoyed every day. And the 10th day, I rode that day out to 12 o'clock that night because I was getting that good food every day. And so I rode that COVID again. I rode that COVID like you were a wild horse. I was relishing the confinement that I was given at that time. Cause he's making me fool like I was a king or something like that. I said, man, this is good. I was really sorry that the time went by. So like I say, I try and bring up breakfast most times, coffee every day and breakfast most days. Sometimes she do the same for me. But I think I do it probably 75-80% more for her. But I enjoy doing it. You know, I enjoy doing it.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you know, Imam Khalil Sultan, I know just listening to you and Haja Karima, this is beautiful. It could very well be a movie. I mean, really a movie, a very enjoyable, very sentimental movie, as both of y'all have vividly described your past relationships. Only Allah, could have planned it this way and everything, and you all's personality and all. And if you heard some noise like bees or something in the background, that was purposely done by design, because, you know, we're here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and in addition to having outstanding standout couples like yourself and Haja Karima on, we're also conducting the True Love Recipe. So every time that your wife used one of the ingredients, qualities, and characteristics that you actually have in your relationship and share, you would hear like keys jingling, and so yourself. It's really amazing because as I listen very attentively to both of you, you use the word in terms of care about each other, and that's one of the seeds that we're going to be discussing tonight. Both of you, ironically, use the word compassion, and we find that in the Quran too, and we'll be talking about that tonight. Also, you didn't say the word communication, but I know Quran is going to chime in on this, but from my perception, you two have excellent communication because both of you echoed each other in terms of it's not an argument. You don't fuss, you don't fight, you don't have an argument. So that says that there's good communication there. Both of you use, when we get to L, both of you say that you all have laughter in your relationship. And, of course, that's in the true love recipe. Something that Haja said that you didn't say, but she used the word patience. And of course, that's always very, very important, and she actually said that also. So these things are very, very important. This is one of the reasons that Karan and myself, we wanted to have you on so that you could share your story. It's inspirational, it's motivational, and you didn't give up hope. The only thing I would say that you did, Allah knew that you needed some help to go ahead and ask for the marriage, and all you probably didn't have maybe at that time. We're still trying to figure out how you was going to say it, and so you know, I'm dressing you up here, Imam Khalil.
Yeah.
I'm dressing you up here, helping you out some, and Allah helped you out. But anyway, it goes. It is like the young people say, it went down. It happened.
<Yeah. laughs>
It happened. Yeah. And I'm going to turn it over to Karan, because I think that, you know, Karan, they pretty much just gave us the full inside scoop. If we was news reporters, they give us a full inside scoop, you know, in terms of that. But I do want to just ask this here, because Imam Khalil, you did mention and say taqwa, and this is so very, very important. And when you said that, and then, you know, being God conscious, and this is the type of woman that you're looking for, and I know the relationship that you and I've had over the years, you know, I knew something was going on because you used to call me 2 or 3 times a week, and you stopped calling me. I think he must have found somebody else better to talk to. So, and that's a big alhamdulillah now. I'm just, you know, having a little fun with you here. But alhamdulillah. But you said something, and I know it may have sounded a little humorous, but I took it to heart. You were courting her soul. Before I turn it over to Quran, give us a little bit more insight, because I think it's some wisdom here in courting the soul of a potential mate at that point. Mm-hmm. Brother Imam Sultan?
Okay. I wanted to find where was she at
mm-hmm.
in her life with the Creator, with the mm-hmm. love. Where was she at? Where was she going? Where was she at? What was her thoughts? What was her thinking? What was her actions? The things that we should be doing. I was looking at her charity, what she did on her character-wise. I was looking at her, you know, how she treated other people, how the love she had for other people, including a lot of my family that she didn't know directly, had met or talked to. But she was always so instrumental in helping them in whatever they need help on,
mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. But the way she carried herself and what she was doing, and the way that she was talking, and she was always on a positive note, and she was always I would talk to her actually different stuff about the Quran, and she was always right on the tee. You know, I had my pen, I was making notes as she was talking.
Okay.
So I had something to say next time I talked to someone. I was taking notes. But it was just her spirit, the spirit that she had. And she always would put Allah first and then mm-hmm. her family. And that was the way that I was looking mm-hmm. for someone to have that type of a life and that type of love for Allah and his creation. So when I said I was quoting her soul, I was quoting the best part of her, which is who she is and who she's always been. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I thought.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Well, you know, Karima, I never run out of questions, but I'm going to turn it over to Quran because I know that she probably has questions that she may perhaps want to ask you. And we want to say to our radio listening audience, if you just tune in, you listen to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab here on IWDM Radio with Quran Shakir and Mark Shahid. And we have a very, very special, special guest facilitators tonight, Imam Khalil Sultan and Haja Karima Sultan. They have joined us in sharing their life story and the beautiful marriage that they have together. Now for 8 months and for 8 years and 2 months, I better get this right, 8 years and 2 months, as they have a celebration each and every month, and we'll talk a little bit about that family hour and all the things that was said and all how they began to even start working together even before they even took their vows and the great communications they have. So, Quran, I give it to you, and want to say, radio listeners, this is your time to press 1. I know you may have a question or comment, or you may just want to give our distinguished esteemed guest the greetings. We do welcome that, too. You can press 1. Those who are listening by way of the Internet, you do have to call in to IWDM Radio. That number, once again, is 714-816-4673. press 1 and we'll alert me that you got your hands in the air, and we'll come to you with your question or comment for our guest. Karan?
Yes, we do have several people with their hands up, so I won't make a long comment. But I do want to say this is definitely an inspiring story. And I love stories because it's in the stories that we really can hear the values that are expressed. And a couple of things stood out for me, in addition to what you mentioned, Mark. But some of the things that stood out for me is that it was a long-distance friendship. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Because there are those of us who may meet someone in different places and we don't think it can work. So I want to talk about a long-distance friendship in addition to a relationship. And also, I want to talk about, because I know this couple and I know how their family operates, I want to talk about the blended family because they mentioned it, but it's really a beautiful picture to see that blended family and how it's functioning when so many of us are, quote-unquote, dysfunctional. They find a way to function well. So I want to come back to those things as we look at this, the mutual consultation that you find in this relationship and, you know, the beautiful history that you share with one another. I think all of that's important because we're talking about courtship and we're talking about marriage. But I do want to give our listening audience an opportunity to share. And I mean, they have lined up. So
they lined up. Alhamdulillah.
So we are going to start one of our favorite listeners.
Okay.
749. Welcome to the courtship.
I know who that is.
This has been such a heartfelt, heartwarming share. I believe this marriage is made in heaven. Allah has truly blessed you. Sister Karima, I don't know you, but I tell you, sister, you are wonderful. You are magnificent. And more sisters need to have the spirit that you have because you, I don't know if you're one of a kind. I don't know, you know, because what you've been saying with me and what I've been receiving tonight has touched my heart and my soul. Brother Khalil, you are a perfect example of a Muslim brother being responsible. We need more brothers like you to step up to the plate. And I just pray Allah that he continue to bless you and you all continue to be examples for us in this community because these are the kind of examples that we need when we're talking about getting married, you know, and staying married, you know. Mm-hmm. It was such a wonderful open share and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Assalamualaikum.
Sister Amina sounds like familiar to me, and I was wondering if I may, if she didn't hang up, if I may ask her where she's from.
Amira, if you haven't hung up, if your line's still open.
She pushed one and came out, so I need to bring her back in. Let me see. There she is. Okay, here she is. Let me go back to her.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Sister Mira Muhammad Shahi. I'm Mark's wife. I'm the sister that called your husband to make me remind you all to get on the line.
And I feel so blessed.
And I'm going to make sure that the link to this program is shared amongst my sisters because, I want to grab a picture and just cry because you just don't hear stories like this. I mean, I know they probably exist, but you just don't hear them. And then you say, which of the faiths of your Lord would you deny? You don't deny any. He didn't let your age be a factor or anything. And most beautiful, most wonderful, you were friends. And you just embraced the Lord and blessed you all with it. I'm just so happy to hear you.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah. So, you can press 1 and go out, Amira, so we can keep the studio clear. And, Karan, who do we have up next that want to ask a question or make a comment?
Yes, 478. 672. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. You are on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hajjalala. Alaikum
assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Fort Valley, Georgia.
Alhamdulillah. Georgia in the house.
Georgia in the house, okay. I'm going to miss that one. Come on, Georgia.
Georgia on our mind.
That's right. Alhamdulillah. Welcome. You got a question or comment for our very distinguished esteemed guests tonight?
I sure do. I like being called Haji Lala, and I think Karima likes being called Haji Karima. Not long ago, I guess maybe a few ago, I also celebrated our anniversary. But my question for you, Lillahi Rabbi Alameen, so we have to continue to celebrate our anniversaries.
Alhamdulillah.
Haji Karima, when the note came over the text, what did you think?
I thought it's about time.
I agree with her.
I know that's right.
But it wasn't me.
Might as well go ahead and own up to it now.
But you know, we also have to be careful with our phones because I don't know if it was intentional. Of course, that he sent the text, but he said he accidentally put in the text, "Will you marry me?" So that was the angel. That was the angel. Allah
Akbar. Alhamdulillah. I agree with that.
Sometimes text out and you can't take it back. Go out. You can't take it back. But
That's right. It was gone.
But in that case, it was a smart move. You all have a good one.
Yes, same to you. Alaikum assalam. Thank you for calling in. Press 1 as you go out to keep the studio clear.
We're going to go to 616-272. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And your co-host is Brother Norman Muhammad.
Brother Norman.
I was doing a little laughing too. I was thinking about Imam Khalil and how we used to talk a lot, and then all of a sudden I didn't get no more
calling you too.
I feel bad now,
Brother Norman. I feel better know that you was in that company.
I just wanted, you know, when I found out he was gonna be on, you know, I had to call, and especially in your show, we thank Allah for you. And,
yes,
alhamdulillah. You know, you and your family and him and his family, Allah bless them with, you know, just a long life and, you know, long spirit, beautiful with his grace. I just wanted to share, and then I'm gonna get back. But Imam Khalil, when you get a chance, give your brother a call. What?
We'll do, inshallah.
I heard you talking about the soul. And with that, you know, that reminded me, we gave a fundraising dinner in Grand Rapids, and Imam Muhammad was there. And it was beautiful. And so one of the things he mentioned to me in talking, he said, you know, Norman, he said, when my soul meets another soul and they both are in agreement, he said, I treat that person just like they're a member of my own family.
Alhamdulillah.
And you know, he's teaching me about the soul. You know, your soul go out and you have to pay attention to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When his soul meets another soul and they both in agreement, treats that person just like they're members of his own soul. I just wanted to share that. And Imam Mark Shahid, you know, I'm always trying to get in and listen at your show. But Imam thank you.
I
don't even know how we met, but I know one thing. When we first started talking, we started laughing. And
yes, right.
I think a lot more people should do that. You know, bring a little more humor in their life. You know, I know these jobs are serious. You know, it ain't no joke. But sometimes we got to just kind of take a break and laugh and talk and just, you know, appreciate what Allah have blessed us with. But anyway, thank you. And I want to give everybody the greetings. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Norman. He is the Dawah extraordinaire. And for those who don't know, but probably everybody that's listening know Brother Norman. So we appreciate the great work that you've been doing over the years. You just took the bull by the horns for many, many years, traveled all over the country. And we need more brothers like Brother Norman. So thank you so much for calling in. Press 1, Brother Norman, as you go out. Quran Shakir, any more with their hands in the air?
Yes, we do. 510-517, welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Your mic is open and you are on the air.
As-salamu alaykum. Imam Nazim Pasha, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Alaykum as-salam, my good brother friend. Imam Nazim Pasha, what a pleasant surprise. You have a question or comment for us? A very special guest facilitators here.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm returning the favor. You've been so beautiful, you and your wife, calling in on Mondays. I thought I'd better return the favor, otherwise I'd stop calling in.
I'm almost like Hajja on Monday, going back from Safa Marwa, you know, back and forth. But you know that situation, so we try to support. Alhamdulillah, I want to say to our radio listening audience that this is Imam Nazim Pasha, and he's one of our very distinguished, esteemed hosts on Monday. Yeah, on Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. On ABC, hosts a show called ABC. That's not like 1, 2, 3, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation, and it's an excellent production. We do ask that you tune in. The same number that you called in for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, you can get that production each and every Monday right here on IWDM Radio. So, Pasha, what you got to say tonight?
Well, you know, I just glad to hear it for this couple. I know Brother Sultan, Imam Sultan from Phoenix, and I know Sister Karima from California. I know a lot about her family. In fact, her father and uncle brought me in the community. They were down there in El Paso. They wandered up there in New Mexico and was able to bring me in and get my foot in the door before we went from Nation of Islam to El Islam proper. But I really want to comment on what I've been hearing. I mean, we're having a lot of fun with this, but I mean, it's really joyful and really good to hear, and good for someone can share that they've able to come across obstacles that stops a lot of people that have lost in a mate that think they can't love anybody anymore, and they don't even think about marriage, and they not only have thought about it, but they accidentally got a proposal, and then they went from there, you know. So that's putting a lot out front and everything, and that's really good to hear. Because when you make that kind of investment, you get a return on your investment, and it looks like they've gotten a real model marriage. And some people stay married that long and they get married a bad name, but y'all have stayed married that long and get married 90 some years that marriage a good name and have the ability really to express it to the audience is really, really momentous. And it takes me back to a song that I heard by Frankie Beverly and Maze. I know y'all relate to it. It's called Happiness, Joy, and Pain. You know, that's ideally what you could say to them about it.
Can you give us a bar or two, Imam Pasha?
Yeah, give us a clue note. I can't do that, but
you know,
I hate to tell y'all this, but
I
can't afford me. y'all can't afford me, so we don't even go down that line.
Okay, no, we can't afford you.
But I'm gonna shut up and let them talk. I mean, I just wanted to greet them and tell them that I'm glad to hear. I lost track of them. I'm glad to hear that they doing good and in good hands and got a look toward the future. I look nothing but good come from out of that. I hear it on the radio, on telephone.
It's good.
Good
to hear your voice.
Alhamdulillah.
It's good to hear
your
voice.
And give my number from Mark.
Brother Mark.
And call me.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I will.
I'll make sure that happens. No problem. Assalamu alaikum. Press 1, email Parshan, take stuff out of the queue. Karan Shakir, any more hands in the air?
Absolutely. We have 601-376. Welcome to the Courts of American Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Your mic is open and you're on the air.
Take yourself off and mute. 601, I think I might know that. That's like a Mississippi number. 601. Your mic is open. Take yourself off of mute if you're on mute. Well, maybe you might have to come back.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Assalamualaikum, Falam, Brother Mark Shaheed. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. I just sound like Brother Darrell from down in Mississippi.
It is. It's me. I'm just checking in. I just want you to know, y'all haven't heard from me, but I was on last week. I was on yesterday. I just don't say anything. I'm in that mode right now, man. I'm trying to learn everything that I possibly can from whatever conference call I'm on, you know. I was hearing the brother talking a little earlier about him and his wife. You know, it kind of reminded me of me and my wife, you know. But we just got to keep our law with us. Keep Allah with us at all times and just do the best that we can to please Allah and everything
yes.
else will be good.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much, yes. Brother Darrell, you know, for calling in. And whenever you listen in, Quran and I, we want to hear from you, whether it's here,
okay.
Of course, I'm in Marriage Learning Lab, and Dr. Patricia Slaudine, myself, if you call in on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, just call up and give the greetings and let us know that you're actually actively listening to us. So we appreciate you, Brother Darrell.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Press 1 as you go out the queue, Brother Darrell. All right, Karan Shakir, are they still got their hands in the air here?
They got their hands in the air.
Oh, my God. Okay. We might need to have them on every week here.
Okay. We are going to welcome 267-258.
Oh, no, that's right. Oh, I know that number.
Uh-oh. Your mic is open.
Who are you and where are you from? And please don't mention love from where you are.
Oh, goodness. This is Rahim. Hey, Quran and my dear beloved brother.
Brother
before me, he inspired me because I'm like, oh, now it's time for me to confess too. I'll be on, but I'll be soaking it up. Like, I'll be soaking it in. I really do. And, like, even today, I mean, that couple is so awesome. And, you know, just, you know, listening to her saying that she retired from cooking, I can't go there yet. But I'm looking for that day. Because my husband is spoiled. His mama was from Jamaica, and she just, like, all her boys, she just, like, spoiled them, you know. And so I'm like, okay, but that story is so beautiful.
It is.
And they encourage me even more when you talk about the grandchildren and just the family. And that's me, you know, always trying to engage with my husband's family, you know, to show that humanity. And they love me, you know, praise me to Allah. And my family totally loves him. So it's just really a good fit, you know, and I'm grateful. And alhamdulillah, we we're together right now. We work together. He has his own business, and I'm always with him while he's doing his business, and I've made it part of my business, you know. And so I think it's just so important to engage one another with whatever he's about, whatever I'm about, he's involved. You know, if I invite him to be a part, he's always there. So, and he invites me, I'm always there. So I think that's, you know, at this age and at this day and time of our lives, it's so important for us to be in unison with Allah and the universe and the energy that comes with of love and commitment. And it's so important with just knowing that, what do you have other than learning to love one another as believers first? You have to love another believer. You know, that's the first, one of the first things you see that you fall in love with is the believer in that person. That person who loves Allah. And so you fall in love with that believer because they love Allah. And then the other love comes after that. And at this day and time that we're looking at, we know that we need to be believers first. And then learn to be companions to one another. And, you know, no matter how old you are, it was a couple that was just got married. They were 89 and 92. And people were like, huh? Yeah. Well, companionship. Absolutely. You know, so this is a beautiful thing. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of being able. And I have to say thank you to my text that I get every single week. It helps so much for me to remember. I call her queen. Yes. She texts me every Thursday, and I'm like, yes, got to get on, you know. So thank you so much. And may Allah continue to reward us and bless us and give us the patience and endurance that we need as we continue to travel through this journey called life. And I look forward, let me say this to y'all. I look forward to time to be grateful to your workshop. So y'all got to get ready next.
I'm going to lie.
We will be there. We registered and got our hotel room. So
already, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to lie.
Inshallah. Okay, yeah. So love y'all.
Love you too. Brotherly love and sisterly affection there. Please, Rahima, if you would, press 1 so you go out.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Mark, I have one little statement I'd like to make that came up with.
Okay, yes, sir. Go by all means. Go ahead.
I say, when we pray together and work together, we end up staying together.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely right, and we had a publication and that we used when we first came on IWDM radio. The sister, her name was Karima also, and she had outstanding publication. And one of the things she said in that, not only do they pray together, but they actually study together. And this is something that, that both of you two said, that should not be overlooked and looked over, you know, because you're supposed to not only, as you were examining this, you were saying, courting the soul to see if this was a soul mate or mate that was compatible with your soul. But then she also becomes a helpmate, and you become a helpmate and a teammate and a workmate and a playmate, all of these mates, as long as you don't try to incarcerate each other, you are good. You are good, good, good. And so what I'm saying is that reading the Quran together and studying the Quran together, it don't get no better than that. I can bear witness to that. Alhamdulillah, that's a big alhamdulillah. So Quran, anybody else still with their hands in the air?
Not right now, so we can get back
right
to
now.
Conversation.
Well,
not
you
right
know,
now.
Karen, this is a
they
good time, I think, to kind of dive in somewhat on here and get a little insight and wisdom, you know, from our special guest facilitators. And I have to say, it's a little background here because Imam Khalil Sultan once hosted, and along with his wife, Haja Karima, they hosted what was called the Family Hour. And this is like 2014, 2015, 2016, somewhere along that. And they actually invited me, and I couldn't get all of that done in an hour. And I think they stretched it a little bit for the second time coming back around. So tonight, Imam Sultan and Haja Rima, we're on C3. And C3 is compassion, care, and communication. And so I want to ask both of you, you mentioned compassion. Both of you mentioned compassion as you were addressing the radio listening audience. How important is compassion in the relationship, in a true love relationship? We're not just talking about just in any type of relationship, but in a true love relationship as it being an ingredient that is a must. I'm going to start with you, Haja Karima, and give you maybe say 2 minutes to say if that would be in your true love recipe, compassion, or not, and if it wasn't, how would that relationship look without having compassion in it? Rima?
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of compassion.
Okay.
Compassion is when you care for each other in a relationship. And the three C's that you gave tonight, they're all entwined with each other. But like Khalil said about when he was in isolation.
Yes.
I had just got out the hospital.
Okay.
From severe COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 6 hours to cook that meal. Now that's compassion.
Oh,
that's
God.
Caring.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the third one? That's compassion.
Communication,
yes, it did take communication through text and everything, and that's compassion. Having compassion for each other is having and caring.
Mm-hmm.
Is having concern for your spouse about honestly listening to them, communicating with them when they communicate. With you, you stop and you listen and you wait mm-hmm. until they finish communicating with you, and then you come back to them. I always come with a compassion, a lot of compassion in me when I'm talking to Imam Khalil, and he's just compassion all the way. I don't know anyone who has the caring that he has, the compassion that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves him. Including the babies in our family. They love us more than they love the rest of us. He's very compassionate. I think they can feel it. They can feel it from their
soul. Feel that energy. Yes.
And you should always listen to your spouse unconditionally at their interest. Even if their interest doesn't interest you, is still important, you know? It's important to them. And you having caring and compassion and concern to listen, and even if they like to go hiking and you don't, but just having compassion, and then maybe one time you try it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to explore. It's okay to explore new things.
Yeah.
And
when your spouse is hurting, you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
caring.
Yes.
And they may want to really be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And give them the freedom to be different. They don't have to think like you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But make sure you're thinking, though, right?
Yeah, make sure you're thinking. Make sure, you know. It's okay. It's okay if he likes apples and you like bananas and he don't like bananas. And, you know, it's okay, you know. And
I'm just having some fun with you there. You know how I just because I used to, with my children and raising them up, I have to say this. And I would just test them, you know, because I understood the power of a thoughtful question. And I would ask them sometimes, and I would say, I asked them, I said, what you got on your mind? And they said nothing. I said, uh-oh, you're in trouble. You ain't got nothing on your mind. You're dangerous. You know, and then after I would talk to them for a little bit, and then when I would ask the question, they immediately would give me a different answer, you know. You got to have something on your mind you need to be thinking. And really, you know, when you're raising children, and this is why it's so important, I want to just relate this that Imam Muhammad has said, you know, when we read in the Quran, Dhikr Allahu Akbar, that Imam Muhammad said, yes. He says, thinking and remembering Allah is the greatest or the greater. He said, but for what? And he said, he answered his own question. He said, Dhikr Allahu Akbar, thinking and remembering Allah is the greatest or the greater for getting the best results in your life. And we heard Imam Muhammad said, think, for thinking is a benefit to you. So it's very, very important. And so, you know, it's a word, talent is the word think. The help I now know. That I is capitalized. The help I now know. Because what? We think. And the best thinking is thinking and remembering Allah. I just wanted to say that. So thinking is very, very important. You might have to be thinking the same thing, but we should always be thinking with God's word of revelation because that helps to shape and form the character, as you two was talking about, as Khalil was talking about, in terms of what was attractive to you in terms of looking at your soul. You see, so it has a profound effect on how it is that we present ourselves. And thinking on God's word, there's no better word to think on than God's word. I'll stop there.
No.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, having a long-distance relationship gives you the ability to look at the soul and look at the mind and look at the spirit. Because the physical is not there.
That's right.
So you get a chance to see, to get to know the real person. And say one of the couples is shy, you know. So they may be more shy in person than they would be on the phone.
Talking about me.
Imam Khalil.
Talking about me.
Imam Sultan, I hear you laughing there. Got to come to you, you know, for your commentary on this first C word, which is compassion. How does that?
Can I say
how do you view that, brother? Pardon me.
I wanted to say one more thing. I didn't want to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so men in conversation with men, they usually don't like to have long, drawn out conversations. They want you to get to the point of the conversation. But women, they like to talk. That's how they communicate. They're bonding, and it can go on and on. And they have 20,000 words they got to get out a day. And if you don't let them get it out, they're rollover words. So, you know, just let them talk.
every so often go, uh-huh, you know,
uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
oh, yeah, I'm feeling you, Hodges.
I didn't want to lose that.
Yeah, I'm feeling you. Well, you're hitting the nail on the head. I mean, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I wish you could have, Grant and I, we had a series on communication and the different styles in terms of communication, how men communicate from one platform and women communicate from another platform. But it's very important that each one know the platform in which their spouse is actually communicating, or even in the courtship. It's very important to be able to recognize that and to appreciate it and to respect it and everything. It seems like Imam Khalil Sultan, he's got it down pat. He just know how to say, uh-huh, yes, dear. Yes, that's right. Yes, yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yes,
dear.
Yes,
but,
dear.
But let me tell you, the brothers at the masjid, when he be helping me, they say, I see you have him well trained. I said, No. This is all the work of his late wife. I just am enjoying the benefits of her labor.
You're the beneficiary then. Okay, I'm very alhamdulillah. Well, that's good. That's good to recognize that. So alhamdulillah. All right, is it okay to go to him just briefly?
Yes, sir. I got my 20,000 words out.
Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, Imam Sultan, this is your time. How does that look in terms of compassion? Give us some insight of that. Would that be in your true love recipe? And if it wasn't in a person's true love recipe, how would that relationship actually reflect true love with no compassion? Brother Imam?
Whoa. I don't know how that could really happen. Because to me, I see compassion and caring is like husband and wife. One is no
mm-hmm.
good without the other
mm-hmm.
on raising a family. So we have to have that compassion. And with that compassion comes patience
mm-hmm.
and comes self-restraint,
mm-hmm.
comes enduring deeds of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with showing mercy, mild temper, and
mm-hmm.
calm state of mind and tranquility. That's how I see compassion is, and with the caring is to come along the same line. So
mm-hmm.
we learn how to care for each other, and then on communication, we learn how to communicate with each other. I look the word compassion come in the etymology dictionary say it's a Latin verb, meaning
mm-hmm.
communicare. So we communicate, if we care for each other, then that's our communication. If we don't come to each other, we're really not communicating anything the other person want to know. so that's what we see, you know, that is working together for the common good and for the community and growing together. And we grow together, as we say, by listening to each other, being compassionate with what the other person has to say, and not think that we know it all. Sometimes we get on the point that we think we know what everybody else knows, or that we think we know something. And only what we know is the only thing that counts.
Yes.
And I asked my grandkids one day, I said, tell me something I don't know. So my two old grandkids, they say, oh, they start telling something about what they learned in school, math and whatnot. Then I asked the 8-year-old, I said, tell me something that I don't know. He said, Grandpa, I don't know what you don't know.
Ooh.
Wow, that's very profound. I don't know what you don't know.
You,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
I said, that is profound.
It's very profound. For an 8-year old. Well, you know. Yes. No, you know, Imam Sultan, that's very important. And I love the way you and Hajah actually have tied these three C's in together. I don't know if you remember it or not, but that CARE actually is an acronym that we use here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And that C represents compassion. The A in CARE represents appreciation, appreciation in terms of you valuing that person in your life. It all represents respect. That was something that was said earlier by both you and Aja Karima. And the E is that this should be experience. Even those who are aspiring to be married, it should be experienced in the courtship. And the E also represents it should be evident not only in the courtship but also in the sacred institution of marriage. So it is is true in that philosophical saying that even children or even your spouse may not care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And this is very, very important. A lot of times you will get the attention or the ear because they know that you really do care. And that's very, very important. It's very important to see that in true love. And it should be evident even in the courtship because, as Grant often said, it's fact-finding. Do this person really care about me?
Yes.
Do I really care about them? And compassion, appreciation, respect, it should be experienced. It should be evident in the courtship, and then when you make a decision, if there can be a partnership, it should be even more intensified in the sacred institution of marriage. Karan, I know you have something to say about compassion and care.
Absolutely, and I think they have said it well. And
oh,
last
yes.
week when we talked about compassion, we also talked about it from the perspective of Allah himself. And how
mm-hmm.
compassionate he is with us. And that's what we have to be with one another. I heard you, Imam Khalil, when you talk about the idea of mercy. And that's an important part of showing compassion is to have mercy with someone and for someone. Have that mercy on them. And Karima, I hear you when you say to be available to that person, even in your own challenges, being available, that's really true love. When we talk about love, and you know, Allah tells us in the Quran, in Surah 3, Ayat 92, never will you change the good reward.
Talk about the good love.
And whatever you spend, indeed, Allah is knowing of it. So that love that we're seeking, it comes from Allah and from us giving. And that's where the compassion comes in, where you step outside of your own needs and you look outward to see the needs of others. That's really compassion. That's really caring. And then the Quran teaches us to share your love. Well, only by sharing that love can you truly understand how important that love is. And that's what that ayat in the Quran tells us, is that we have to give and share whatever we have in the way of Allah, and then Allah will bring it back to us tenfold, inshallah. And
inshallah.
So very much. And I know we have one caller who's been very patient,
okay.
And I want to get to him because we're almost at the end of our hour. So I am going to go to 708-252. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Your mic is open and you are on the air. 708-252.
Chicago. Unmute yourself there. You might be on mute. Unmute yourself. You're live on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. You have a question or comment, please?
Okay.
Or could they have stepped away, maybe?
Yeah, mashallah.
Okay. Well, we got a few minutes left, and maybe getting about 5 minutes there or so, and then we may try them again just to make sure that they have an opportunity to ask a question or make a comment. No, Karan, you I tell you, you're right on point. And, you know, as you were speaking, this is in the Quran. You know, we all often reference Surah Harum, the 30th chapter in the 21st verse, where Allah says, among his signs is this, that he has made for you mates from among yourself of like nature, that you may be able to dwell together in tranquility. And I should ring the bell on that, because that is something that you want in the relationship. When we get to T, tranquility is one of those qualities and characteristics that you want to have. And then Allah goes on to say that it is he who will put the love or the affection or the mercy or compassion in your hearts. Verily, in that are signs for those who reflect. This is very, very important. And we're not speaking in terms of mercy, but the compassion that it is that you have to have. In the true love recipe, you have to have compassion. You have to have mercy. It wouldn't be to the extent in terms of which Allah shows that to us, but in the rahmah, in the two mercies that Allah gives to us, in the 99 known attributes, this is how Allah introduces himself in the first surah, a chapter of the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with God's name, his signature, what he approves of, that he wants us to really know about him. He uses those two mercies, ar-Rahman, the most merciful benefactor. This is an indication of what it is that Allah is saying to us in terms of what it is he has created for us without us asking. And Allah is showing his mercy, his benefits to us, showing us that he loves us, he cares for us, and he has provided all of these things for us. Now, we can't be our right man, but we also can show the love and the care that, you know, both of our special guest facilitators are actually talking about. And our Rahim, the most merciful redeemer. You know, I love the fact, you know, I really love the fact that when you get up and you make Salat to Fajr, you stay up after reading and you're discussing this. It has been the Quran. It has been the, and Imam Muhammad has said to us, it's been the Quran that has redeemed us, that always bring a consciousness back to us when we forget. And we are Adam. Sometimes we slip. We become unconscious. But this is what has brought the consciousness back to the human being. It has been the Quran that we should be read. And it should be thought about. And it should be discussed. This is something that is a must if you're going to have a true love recipe. I just wanted to say that in terms of how important it is. We got a few more minutes here, and I want to just get some insight from both of you. This time I'll go with you first, Imam Sultan, in terms of communication. Like you're a seasoned vet when it comes to the sacred institution of marriage. And so you know how important communication is. How would that look if the communication, which I see as being really at the very core of a relationship and not knowing how to communicate, that would have to be, when you think, a part of the true love recipe. One of the key ingredients is knowing how to communicate. And let me say this, and you can make a comment on it. When we read the Quran, it is only Allah that is speaking, and Allah is communicating with us. The question becomes, you know, in communication, there's always a sender, and there's always a receiver. So whenever we're reading the Quran, we are the receiver, Allah is the sender. And are we receiving that message? And even more important, are we acting on that message in our communication? Imam Sultan.
Alhamdulillah, and I like the way you say that, because we're looking for a way of communicating with each other. I like what Imam Muhammad peace and love be upon him, say that words make people.
Yes.
So since we are a product of the words, and since we grow from the words, since we gravitate towards certain words, so words can it can heal, it can also can destroy. So the way that we communicate, and sometimes when I see couples or people in general have such animosity towards each other, it's because of some words that they have said. And I've seen, heard, and seen people who haven't spoke to their family members or whatnot for years because of something they say. And sometimes it's been so long since they say the word, they don't forget what it was even said, but they stopped speaking, and the whole family is broken up. You know, husband and wife is broken up and whatnot because of something someone said one time, but they took it to heart. And since we're a particle of what makes us, we're eating that every day, so we're being fed words every day, either positive or negative. And that is the thing that we have to be very careful of. And that's why if we take the guidance that Almighty God Allah gave us with the Quran and follow that guidance, then we're always going to be on the safe side and on the best side.
And I remember
once that Sister Karan, I was in the restaurant and I was talking to her and she said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing great and my soul is at peace." And right away she thought I was sick. She said, "Are you something wrong with you? Are you sick?" I said, "No." I said, my soul is at peace. My whole, everything about me is at peace. You know, I don't have no words. It's the problem I got to deal with on a regular basis. I mean, I just feel good every day. It's like heaven on earth while we're living. So when your soul is at peace, man,
don't get no better than that, brother, man. I want to get your wife in here as we get close to the top of the hour. And so, Haja, in terms of communication, I think that communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each and every day helps us to be able to better communicate with our spouse. So your comment, if you would.
Yes, sir, I agree.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can
we
hear you.
We should always begin with Allah
in
everything we do. And I think one of the most important things about communication is listening. We have to learn how to listen to the other person. If we develop good listening skills, I think that is one of the most important things you can do in a marriage is to listen to your spouse, with your children, listen to your children. In your community, listen to your friends, you know. Don't always try to finish their statements. You know what I'm saying? Just listening skills. And always have Allah first. Always.
That's
Alhamdulillah.
Right.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so much, Haja Karim, and also Imam Khalil Sultan. You all know y'all have an open invitation here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and this was a collaborative effort. The Quran and myself is so, Lila, you did an excellent job, and you know, we love you very much, and you're such an inspiration and motivation to the whole of the community. And so when we talked about it last week, we was in 100% agreement that we definitely wanted to get you on. Because we wanted people to hear and know your story. You know, there's so many naysayers when it comes to the sacred institution of marriage, and it has began to affect the thinking and the mental attitude and disposition, even in the Muslim community, when it comes to the sacred institution that Allah has established for us. So that's why the Quran and I are doing what we're doing. We want people to have the inspiration and motivation when it comes to what it is Allah has made for us that will actually help us in terms of reaching our destiny. We all want to be in the Jenna in the paradise. So thank you so much. We appreciate you greatly. And you know, we'll be ringing your bell further on down the road and everything. So just keep on enjoying yourself, and I'll make that connection with you, our brother Sultan, in regards to the brother and everything. So at this point, I want to turn it over. I want to say assalamu alaikum. You can stick and stay with us here. We'll be signing off in a couple of minutes here. So, Quran, what would you like to leave with the radio listeners? How can they get in touch with us, Quran?
Yes, well, I want to thank our wonderful guests as well for joining us this evening. It has been a pleasure, truly a pleasure. And thank you, Mark, always for the great job that you do. Thank you to our listening audience for tuning in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab on IWDM Radio. We thank you to those especially who push one and join our conversation today.
Oh, yes.
And we know that you could have done other things, but you chose to spend this time with us, and for that we are grateful. We pray that you benefited from our learning lab, and if you did, we ask you to tell a friend. Most definitely ask you to stay connected with us. Go to our Facebook page and to our Instagram. We are Bring It to the Lab. Go there and like our posts and make comments even. Some of you made some comments last week. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions for us, you can email us at bringittothelab@gmail.com. Again, we thank you, and I turn it back over to you, Mark.
Alhamdulillah. I want to echo all that you said, Quran Shakir. We also want to thank our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience, and especially those who lined up like 10 soldiers tonight to call in to greet our special guest facilitators tonight. Want a special thanks go to them, and always a special thanks go to you, Quran Shakir, for the insight and wisdom that you share each and every Thursday night here with us on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And no, I haven't forgot your homework assignment. And next week it's going to be 3D, you know, 3D. And it's going to be about dedication. It's going to be about duty. And it's going to be about decisiveness. So you think about the 3D, dedication, duty, and decisiveness. What would you say? How would your true love recipe look if there wasn't any dedication? You didn't see that there's no need for duty and being decisive. So I want you to think about that, and we have another dynamic, a special guest couple on. I think that you're going to really enjoy. We're going to keep it a secret. That means that you have to come back to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And we want you to know that the beat goes on here. As tomorrow is the last of Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide, if you're immobilized and get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sayer each and every Friday. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time at 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. That's what Imam Sultan was saying, Words Make People. And it's what the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sayer. And it happens each and every Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And the beginning of the week, you just heard him call in on the show of surprise, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, as he hosts ABC. It's like 1, 2, 3. That's Al-Islam-based conversation. It happens each and every Monday evening, start at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. So please tune in and have that conversation. It's Al-Islam-based each and every Monday. The very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Yeah, that's the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Allah has created you And he wants us to be healthy, and you can learn about the science, and you need to bring your notebook and pad, your notebook and your pens and pencils, and take down good notes. That happens each and every Tuesday night. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And following that is the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. As last night, I had a panel that was representing IMAS. IMAS, that's the Institute of Muslim American Studies that was founded by our late Dr. Zakia Muhammad, one of the educators extraordinaire. And IMAS completed that book, that publication that our dear sister Dr. Zakia was not able to finish. And both of those books are now on sale, so let's make sure that we purchase that. And if you want to get that number, you can call me at 314-435-7213. We got to get that on the Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Muhammad. This is a two-volume. This is a historic publication at a very, very reasonable price. We need to have that in our hands. And we want to say, last but not least, you just heard it live here. Each and every Thursday night, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with our very distinguished esteemed hosts, Karan Shakir and Mark Shaheed. That's each and every Thursday night. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Last but not least, let's support the Muslim Journal as IWDM Radio. We support the Muslim Journal, and we also support the time to be grateful and everything. And as it was said earlier, let's begin to look at the time to be grateful. It's going to be held in New Jersey this year, and we know that the Muslim Journal has moved their office and headquarters there to New Jersey. So let's make sure we support it. Keep up our subscriptions and all. So with that being said, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.